Hi folks, Justin Rogers here, John Neal. Another Thanksgiving Day classic in the books. John, I have never enjoyed a Thanksgiving dinner with my children. Ever. My daughter's 10, my youngest is 7. To cover this.
Yep.
But you know what I have covered?
Tell me.
Groundhog's Day. It's the same, what is it, SSDD?
Same story, different day.
Same story. Yeah, like, it's the same thing all the time with this team, and it's so frustrating. I don't even care whether they want to lose, but it's so frustrating to see the same thing over and over and over again, and it's the same self-inflicted wounds that put them in these positions to lose these games, and now you're 11 games into this. They got an extra one to cover this year. So excited about a 17th game. And they are still winless.
Still winless. It is going to be a full calendar year since the Lions' last victory by the time they took the field the next time.
So they're going to make it the full year.
Full year. Well, 364, something like that. Vikings are next here at Ford Field. Which it's painful to watch. It's painful to, I mean, the fans, you can sense the frustration. I mean, this is
a lot of booing today.
A lot of booing today. I mean, there's a lot of third and 32s, which lead to a lot of conservative play calls that make people mad, and I get it on both sides in some cases. But, the fans weren't happy. They go home unhappy, fifth straight Thanksgiving loss. This is a bad Bears team. They're talking about firing their coach this week, or defending their coach, saying he won't be fired after this game if they lose. Well, they didn't lose because they were playing the Lions. Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Like,
happy Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
How many holding penalties did they have today?
6.
And that, does that include the two they the 3 they declined, 2 on offense and 1 on defense?
Well, I'm only counting the offense.
Okay.
You know how many they had coming into this game?
No, how many?
9.
All right.
6 holding calls.
So I will say that.
Like, 6!
Not to complain about officiating. Jared Goff kind of did. And you could see him at one point during this game after one of those 3rd and 32 sequences. He went over to the referee and was like, look, man, you can't keep calling this all. Like, and it was one guy, I think, calling it sounded like. But nonetheless,
I mean,
they killed themselves.
One guy watching the line, that's his job.
Yeah. Nonetheless, oh, jeez. Bob Winowski, everybody.
No.
What do you want?
No, nobody
don't let me interrupt. Keep going.
Nobody wants you in here.
Hey, yeah, 10 penalties plus 3 more that didn't get walked off. The offense, what do they have total yards today? I mean,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. They
doesn't matter.
They ran 45 plays on offense.
You guys making
today.
A video?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bob.
Oh, hold on. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. You still making the video?
Still.
Okay.
Still making the video. They ran 45 plays today on offense. You're not going to win any games with
45
plays in
last week.
Yeah. And you know how many they had in the fourth quarter? 5.
Yeah. That's because 8.5 minute, 18.
Jared Goff, I mean, they left, they punted with 8.5 minutes left.
I'm carrying you.
Never got,
I got it.
Never got back on the field.
Like,
and the defense played about as well as they can today.
This is 3 straight games where the defense has done things where you're like, all right, progress, right?
Sure. Young guys did some good things today.
But it's the same story. Like, when you need the one stop, the one
hold on,
stop.
Time out.
Time out, another one.
Oh, time out. Get it?
I get it. Yeah.
Stop talking about them. Stop it. Go home. Spend time with your families. Stuff your faces.
Leave.
Go.
It's too late.
Go.
Don't you have a college football game to cover?
So
they did have a chance.
They did. Like I said, the defense is doing good things right now. They're forcing turnovers. They're getting some mid-game stops. The offense is still garbage. It's garbage. It's been garbage all year. And guess what?
Not getting any better.
DeAndre Swift might be out a while. I don't know. But
his shoulder
strain sounds bad.
I think his shoulder was already a problem, and then he got crushed on the sideline by Roquan Swift, who also got
and
hurt on the play, by the way. Georgia on Georgia crime.
This is what we talked about earlier with Swift, right? Like, people wanted to run him 20, 30 times. Well, guess what? The one time you run him 30 times, he hurts his shoulder.
Yeah.
Now he's out. And guess what's worse than not running Swift 20 times? It's running Swift 0 times because he's broken.
Yeah.
And so now you've got Jamal Williams, fine back, but he's not the same guy. He's not the explosive playmaker.
No, and all those checkdowns and screens and everything else that Jared Goff seems to be the only thing he can do, now we're to Khalif Raymond or Amon-Ra St. Brown. I mean, it's not DeAndre Swift now. Right. Not the guy who's going to break
four
the...
You're gonna
the guy who's going to give you the 57-yarder or whatever. So,
is this team going to score 20 points again this year?
Since the opener, they have not scored 20
points. Oh, I am aware. Yeah. They should have not scored 20 points in the opener, but, right, you know, onside kicks and all that jazz. Like,
which is why...
That is crazy.
Which is why there's not just a possibility, a very real possibility they're going to go 0-16-1. It's because of that.
Oh, I will be here for all of it, too, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Did I mention I'm flying out on Christmas Day to cover this game?
That might be one of the last best chances to win.
I don't
know. Falcons, Seahawks are the losing records.
Who's going to watch it?
Who else is going to
watch it? None of you guys are going to watch it.
Denver? No, they're 500. I mean, yeah.
Seattle.
Atlanta. Is that it?
Yeah. Maybe Seattle will be doing the smart thing and playing for draft positioning.
Or the last game here, the Packers maybe will have wrapped things up and they're playing.
This is what we're talking about.
But see, yeah, this is the problem. I mean, it's the law of diminishing returns, and you're going to see it now because
this whole video is stupid.
So
I don't want to say you're stupid for watching.
Okay,
it,
but here, the end, the timeouts, the fans. I mean, Dan Campbell is losing whatever credentials, you know, he had built up with, you know, the aggressiveness and everything else. It's kind of out the window now. And things like that don't help because they looked bumbling at the end.
There's, I mean, it's a small minority, but there's fire Dan Campbell tweets in my...
Yeah, and that's not happening, obviously, but yeah, that was bad. I mean, they call a timeout. They probably didn't call the clock management wasn't good even before the two-minute warning. They call one after the two-minute warning. Then that defense goes back out there, checks to a call that has half the defense confused, calls another timeout that's a penalty. It was like Jim Schwartz on Thanksgiving here throwing the flag, the challenge flag or whatever. They would have been better off letting him score a touchdown, right?
Just
because you would have gotten the ball back.
I'm just staring into the void, questioning why I'm here.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So Minnesota next week.
Mm-hmm.
We could pretend like they could win that one, but probably not. Like I said, I picked them once this year. They got obliterated worse than any game this year. It was the Eagles game. I don't know what I was thinking. I am not picking this team to win again. If they win, great. Celebrate your 1-15-1, but they need a pass rusher or two. They need a receiver.
Draft talk now.
Or
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
Or off-season talk.
Yeah.
And probably need a quarterback. I don't know if that's going to get done this year, but...
They need another offensive coordinator, too?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Because that's not working either, by the way.
Maybe. Yeah. Campbell calling play.
All this, I don't know what you're supposed to call,
what is he
though.
Call?
Yeah, I know.
What is he going to call? Ghostbusters? Forget it. We're done. John Neal, Justin Rogers, go.
Wow, what a shot.